The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Eric Berger's our guest. You can follow him at Space City WX. Say, inside Beltway 8, what kind of impact do you expect on the Houston area?
So it really doesn't look all that extreme, and not extreme at all. In fact, I think the biggest threat probably is power outages. If you remember Hurricane Rita back in 2005, that was a similar storm. It was probably a little bit closer than Laura's going to be, but it was a little bit less intense. We don't think it'll be quite as bad tonight, but I think people ought to have some expectation maybe of some power outages for at least a few hours, if not a little bit longer tonight.
Did you see the play last night where Marcus Morris accidentally stepped on Luka's leg, on his ankle, on his bum ankle, his publicly hurt ankle? Dirty ass Marcus Morris. If you watch the video, there's no way that it looks like that was a natural way his body was moving or that was in any way unintentional. It was absolutely intentional.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, look like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You can also get us on Twitch and participate there. Missed the first 2 hours. That was about all the sports we got to do other than the cancellations. So, a lot of people, so did you see what Kenny Smith did?
Yeah.
Yeah. He just walked off the set and said, hey, I'm,
well, Kenny Smith said, I'm standing in support of the players. I don't feel equipped to talk, to break down games on NBA tonight. Well, yeah, there's no games.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's a good night for you to take off.
Yeah. Well, and,
there's a couple baseball teams who are playing their games. So Toronto, who's playing Boston, they started their game up in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
And Tampa started their game against Baltimore. So if there was a possibility that after the Brewers announced they weren't playing, that everyone said they weren't playing. But apparently in Tampa and in Buffalo, New York, they've decided, you know what, we're going to push through. And no word yet on a lot of these other games. Chicago, Detroit presumably would be starting any minute now. We'll see if that happens. And then there's later games. The Dodgers playing the Giants tonight. And the Padres playing the Mariners later on. So Rangers, A's is supposed to be at 7. So we'll see on those, but no word yet. The Astros, of course, delayed today anyway. Because of the hurricane. Miami at the Mets supposed to start at 6:10. And those two teams have already missed a bunch of games for COVID reasons. They're probably going to play.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, damn. You want to talk to Greg?
Sure.
Hello, Gregory. Sports to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that last caller. You know, I'm so sick of all these guys, you know, saying that the cops are out to shoot them. If them guys, when they get pulled over, listen to what the cops telling them to do. That's it. Every single one of them could have went home that night. Bite your tongue. Don't lip off to them. Don't start going back to your car. Don't fiddle around. Do what they say, and that's it.
Yeah, the problem is, though, sometimes cops are telling guys who didn't commit any crime to do stuff, and that's not what cops are there to do. Like, I don't always comply with the cops because I don't, like, there's times when I'm getting harassed by cops when I did nothing wrong. Now, if I've done something wrong and a cop tells me to do something, I'm probably going to comply because I'm a civilized human. But, I mean, this whole thing, like, where we act like cops are this power that no one's allowed to question is, it's almost absurd. Like, if you're saying, why'd you pull me over? Well, I mean, And this guy who broke up a fight, that's apparently the story, is he broke up a fight between two females, and now the cops are trying to detain him? Like, I'm not complying either, to be honest. I always hate that. I hate that argument. Just do what the cops say. No. How about do what police training tells you to do and not just shoot people? I mean, I think there's probably some give and take there, honestly.
You want to know why this isn't fun? Not a single person has said anything unique or original involving this whole thing. It's just been, this guy's stupid, you're a loser, that. Nobody is actually making salient points that are going to make a difference. And, you know, it gets old. I mean, you guys are all saying the same stuff. Nobody's coming up with anything original. We've heard all that. We've heard that argument. We've heard the other guy's argument. Something new, man. That's all I'm asking for.
I think we should let the apes from Planet of the Apes police the people. How's that for new and original?
I'm ready for the aliens to take over. So
we'll all bend the knee to Caesar, King of the Apes.
I'm ready for this civilization to be taken over by somebody who actually knows what they're doing, because our politicians certainly don't. Someone 3 says, hey guys, went to Big City Wings in Kingwood and after about 5 months and they removed the tables with your names.
What?
Well,
they probably are distancing out for COVID.
Well, and probably, you know, they're distancing from us. I don't know what we did, but
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
Hey man, f*** that. That would be very disappointing.
And Echo Adams said Wisconsin DOJ about to have a press conference, named the cop who shot him. Said Blake admitted he had a knife, which they found on the floorboard of his car. Supposed to have a press conference soon. So, okay.
All right.
Oh, is it a hot take to not want to form an opinion until the due process part has run its course? No, and that's the problem. You have to have a hot take. You have to have an opinion, and that's why we get the same stuff all the time.
I mean, I have opinions, but I mean, my opinion can be swayed.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, we're not. These are all the same arguments and discussions that we had 2 months ago. Nobody's saying anything different. So, And 281 says, I don't know if this is new, but what I wanted to know is what AJ asked. I think you missed it. If a man, period, white or black, shoots another man in the back, would it take long to arrest said person? I don't know. It depends on that goes back to the whole conversation about how hard it is to make a case against somebody. And, you know, some of these guys, it doesn't happen instantly unless you catch the guy at the scene with the gun, with witnesses on video. Then you can arrest them right away. But you've got to do ballistics. You've got to do DNA. You've got to do all this stuff. And because once you arrest a guy, you've got to be able to make a case. And unions get involved. So it's not as simple as arrest them right now. And I know that frustrates people, but nobody ever talks about that or thinks about that. So I don't know. It depends on the situation. And that's the best I can do. And again, I feel like I've given that answer 10 times too.
Yep.
All right, let's do some liquor suggestions. 713 says, I have one. Try and find some Filipino Lambanog. Distilled palm liquor, 90 proof, very strong. That's the kind of thing we're looking for, is, you know, something cultural. Filipino Lambanog. Aaron,
I never heard of it.
Aaron, put that in your notebook. So, let's see what else we got. Let's have some suggestions, guys.
Pinnacle Habanero Vodka.
Ooh, I think they have that at Specs. I mean, they've got every Pinnacle. Habanero Vodka. That's interesting. Okay, put that on the contender list, Aaron. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN.
Lamont, I don't know if you misheard me or what, but I mean the neighbor called the cops on the guy. But I didn't say that he called the cops on these women. He had a warrant. I mean that's a fact. And Lamont says, I don't believe the cops are the sole authority, but I do know it's not sound insurance policy to buck a person with a badge and a gun, and you do not have equal force to match them. I'd much rather live. It's like you live in some fairy tale land, or maybe it's because I'm white. It ain't a good life plan for a person to buck the cops, live to fight another day. All right. I mean, it probably is because I'm white, Lamont. That probably has something to do with it. Because if I don't comply immediately with everything an officer says, I'm not getting shot. And the fact that you don't have a problem with that is really odd to me. Really. Like that you're okay with it. Well, like there's a different set of rules when it comes to cops for black people and white people. Is that okay for you, Lamont? Is that something you're willing to accept? And yeah, I guess I do live in this fairy tale land where white people, we can question the police when they're acting a fool.
And again, here's one of those blanket statement things from Reeled Up. If there were more good people than bad people, then we wouldn't let each other starve. Huh? You know, there are people out there trying to stop hunger.
You know what? I give up on this whole conversation.
I've been trying to tell you for an hour, AJ. It's just, this is the problem.
They all suck. Everybody sucks.
Thank you, AJ.
Ghost Pepper Schnapps.
Ooh.
Now we're getting gangster.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that on Total Wine's website. Because now that becomes interesting. That's a...
So, specs, at least online, shows the Filipino liqueur.
Okay.
Which is apparently the only version of that that is sold in the entire United States.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be expensive.
They show the plum brandy. It's actually not too bad at specs. But when you Google just the name, like the brand name, it... The description on one of the other websites touts that this isn't imported. No other brands are imported to the U.S. of this Lambanog. The plum brandy is available at Specs, and so is apparently the habanero vodka.
Okay. And then the ghost pepper. Who makes that?
I mean, I don't see any... at least in... here's Black Craft Ghost Pepper Whiskey. Texas made. Comprised of 100% high grade corn, creating a 3 times cleaner and 3 times purer craft whiskey than your average. Undeniable smoothness and a touch of ghost pepper that brings a flavorful warmth to even the coldest of souls. I don't know if a touch of ghost pepper is enough. Like if we're going to drink something, we want it to be in your face. Hello, Trey. What's your suggestion?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Sports, man.
So I heard y'all talking about like something to drink, something strong to drink, right?
Well, we want something that's not necessarily strong, but something that's...
unique.
Maybe even disgusting.
Disgusting. Okay. You can never go wrong with Bacardi, but... it's something called lime vodka.
Yeah, there's a lot of different flavored vodkas. Like, you can get almost any flavored vodka. I think that may be where we go. We may end up with a spiced vodka of some kind.
Yeah, it has to be something like the tobacco one was, though. It has to be just something that you would never put a flavor in.
Right. Pepper also says garlic schnapps.
Ooh, that would be gross. Ed Crystal, shot of Lance's brisket. No. No. Don't go there.
If you go to the Marriott in the Hill Country, they infuse tequila with habaneros and strawberries. Mm.
That actually sounds pretty
good.
Man,
the spicy, there's a margarita place across from my house called Ambrizza. And they've got these spicy margaritas. They've got a mango habanero one and it's a mango passion fruit and a jalapeno and I forget what, but maybe jalapeno pineapple. Bro, that's good stuff.
And somebody's mentioning that damn Gilpin stuff made from the pee of diabetes.
We're not
patients.
Doing that.
We are
that's,
not doing
the line's
that.
Drawn there.
Yeah, I think we're willing to do a lot of stuff. No one is drinking that whiskey.
Anything made with any human bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're out on that.
Snot-flavored whiskey, no.
I did have a, I forget the name of the beer, but it was by Rogue Brewing, and they got their yeast for their beer from a dead person. It's called Dead Guy Ale. Like, I think it's available pretty much everywhere. But that's also just been a rumor. I don't know if that's real.
Hmm. All right.
But I've had it.
So
it didn't taste like a dead person. So that's a positive.
So we've got some, we've got some suggestions. What are we thinking, Aaron? You're the producer.
I really want to try the Filipino thing. I don't know the description I read. Let me read you guys the description and tell me if it sounds like something that we're going for. Premium distilled spirit harvested from all-natural coconut nectar that predates tequila. Exceptionally soft, naturally sweet, and delightfully smooth. Now, I think if you're making a liquor, you're not going to say, hey, this tastes like, cow urine. But at the same time, it sounds like it would just, the only thing we wouldn't find appealing about it would be too sugary.
I mean, I don't care. I'm willing to try anything except stuff made from guys' pee. Honestly, it doesn't have to taste good. I don't care. Like, this is the sort of dirty little secret about taking shots. I don't care if a shot tastes good. If I take a shot, that's why I don't understand lemon drops. I don't need a lemon drop. If I'm doing a shot, I'm looking to get there. Okay, I'm not worried about if I'm flying first class. I'm just looking to get to my destination if I'm doing shots. Now, if I'm sipping whiskey or drinking beer, that's about the ride,
right?
But if you're drinking just straight up shots, you're just trying to get where you're going.
Shots are there to get you drunk.
You're trying to
that's
get on
the only point.
You're getting on the bullet train. All right, that's what you're doing. And sometimes a bullet train, it's not the most comfortable ride. All right,
I will say,
I ain't worried about that.
6 months from now, if we're still doing this. We're taking a shot of this King Cake flavored vodka.
Ooh.
For Mardi Gras.
Ooh.
We might do it all Mardi Gras.
That sounds delicious.
The entire festival.
And now Lamont's saying that I'm telling black people to buck authority. That's not what I'm doing. I'm asking why white people can get away with it and black people can't. Don't act like I'm telling black people to go out there and not listen to cops. That's not what I'm doing. I'm asking why is it that if a black person even questions a cop, they get shot. That's absurd. I'm getting sucked back into that conversation. I know. Sorry.
I got nothing. I've done my best to pivot away from it. And then the Slivovitz thing, that Czech thing, that sounds pretty good too. Have you found that?
Yeah, they have that at, I need to check the store availability.
Tell me what it says about that.
It says Stara Sokolova is uniquely smooth with vanilla orange blossom and earthy scents to the nose. It's a brandy.
Hmm. You're a fine girl.
I mean, we can try the habanero vodka. I'm going through all the flavored vodkas on Spec's website right now to see if anything else stands out.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. I've got to stop by Spec's or Total Wine on my way home today to get my wife some gin. Because my wife's, what's she going to do? She's got to have something to get her through this hurricane, apparently.
that we watch from afar?
Probably not going
to
hit us.
I bet if you go out on your porch and you look way to the east, you might be able to see a cloud.
But how about I make an executive decision and buy us whatever flavored vodka sounds the most unappealing outside of menthol tobacco,
right?
Which is certainly the most unappealing brand of vodka. Does that
I'm
work?
Okay with that.
All right.
Sounds like a winner.
Buchanan says mezcal for sure at some point. I drink mezcal regularly and it's delicious. That's good stuff.
So he mentioned sake. That's also good stuff. We don't want good stuff for the shots.
No, yeah, we're
looking
for gross stuff.
Y'all aren't gonna find this fun if we don't take a shot and enjoy it.
Who wants to tune in and watch us drink good booze? That's not funny. It's funny when I take whatever that shot was last week that I almost threw up immediately as soon as it hit me. I've already forgotten what that was. Thank God. Aquavit. That's right.
It should still be in the freezer because Josh has to take a shot of it this Friday and a shot of whatever else we're doing.
You guys are a joke right now. An opportunity to have meaningful dialogue, but you're talking
about
alcohol
meaningful
and shots.
We've had meaningful dialogue for an hour.
Longer than that. We've had meaningful dialogue for almost two effing hours.
Yeah.
So go back and listen to the podcast and shut the F up. There's your meaningful dialogue.
I mean, we could always do that Jägermeister cold brew flavored.
That's true, too.
We spent this entire show warning people about the effing hurricane, and then spent the rest of it going over the same stuff over and over and over with nobody having any meaningful points, including yours. So, you know what? If we want to talk a little alcohol, we're going to talk a little alcohol. And you can do the same thing I told the guy at the beginning of the show. Get in your car, drive east, go stand on the beach. Good luck. God, I hate people so much. Now I can't even say there's more good people than bad, because this is all we're getting today. Even some of the good Twitch people have gone into ridiculous arguments with each other to the point where I'm like, really? You're all sucked into this. God. I need alcohol right now.
I know. I wish it was happy hour today.
Do we have any beer left in the
fridge? I hope we have some sports to talk about.
I do have some beer in the fridge if you would like it.
No, I don't want to. It's just going to make me madder, and then I'm going to drop an F-bomb on air and get in trouble. I've already come close three times today, so. God. Yeah, I can't believe how stupid some people are. I really can't. I mean, I know. Yeah, I always give people a benefit of the doubt, and then I see something like this, and it's just, really. It's maddening. It is maddening. It's like you're all cavemen. You're bleeping cavemen, and not the good Geico cavemen. You're the cavemen that go around. You grunt at each other. And then one guy grunts one thing, and then somebody grunts something else, and you get in a fight and bash each other either over the head with a damn club. My God. What do we got here?
I got to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows. Guess who I'm going to be calling? This weekend, this weekend, Allstate Siding and Windows. Why? Because my wife broke my window trying to move my grill. And Allstate Siding and Windows, they're going to take care of me, of course, because they're the best people in the world. But listen, hurricane season is here, obviously. You need to be ready for it. You need to make sure your windows are ready for it. And these windows from Allstate Siding and Windows, they are built to hold up to the weather in Texas. That's just the facts, Jack. They used the right kind of materials, the right kind of craftsmanship, and they're making your house ready. Same with the siding. The siding is legit, and not only is it going to make your house look great, which it does, but it's also going to protect you. No interest for 2 years on any siding or windows. Buy 10 windows, get 2 free. $2,500 off all siding. I mean, you can't beat it. Home and virtual appointments available. They've been family run for 4 generations. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 409 says, tell that meaningful dialogue texter to shut the bleep up. I'm in Beaumont strapping everything down. I need the alcohol content. Well, that's kind of where I was going. I'm if it makes me a bad person, I'm more concerned about all the people who listened to the show, who lived to the east, who were facing, you know, maybe losing their homes in imminent danger, is a little more important to me right now than people spouting the same crap over and over and over again without ever making a point. A new point. That's all. But, you know, shame on me. So what we were going to, you're going to get one. I'll take care of next week's. And Pepper sent us this ghost tequila. This looks interesting. It says it's a marriage of flavors from around the world, 100% agave from Jalisco, Mexico, and the infamous India-born ghost pepper. The 80-proof spicy shooter isn't for the faint of heart and will linger on your tongue long after it's gone. $23.99 in stock at Total Wine. So what do we think about that for a future show?
I mean, I can look for that one today.
Okay. Are they open? Because I guess all the HEBs are closed.
Oh, I'll have to find out.
So what's the gin of choice for the wife?
She kind of changed around. She likes the botanical gins. She started out, when she started drinking gin, she liked the dry Western gins. And has now gone to the more the flavorful ones, like that, you know, it tastes like juniper berries and stuff. I don't really like gin.
Yeah, it doesn't do much for me either, but the wife kind of, after we went to London, and she spent a bunch of time in London after that, she's been, you know, she's been on gin, which is fine. It keeps her out of my vodka. So, but yeah, that actually looks interesting. That looks like the kind of thing we're looking for. I didn't know ghost peppers were born in India, though.
I didn't either.
You learn something new every day. So I did have some positive news that I've been trying to share for the entire show. Can I do that before we wrap things up today? Did you see that the TABC has amended things to make it easier for bars to apply for food and beverage certificates, allowing them to reopen for dine-in service amid the pandemic? If they sell food from food trucks or vendors, they can reopen. So, like, if you, like, your cousin's bar.
Okay.
They have food, though, anyway, right?
No.
No, okay. Well, if a food truck will park out there and sell
food. But you have to pay the city for a permit for this, by the way.
Well, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, at least.
I guess.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
It's the city trying to bilk more money out of these bars.
They have to have a permit for a food truck to come in?
To have a permanent food truck.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be a permanent food truck.
If you don't have a kitchen, like, yeah, you can, no, it's saying you can't just open and have a food truck outside.
That's kind of what it's saying, yeah.
Not what I read yesterday, and not what my cousin was saying.
Well, she would know better than I, but according to this story, it says, you're not required to have an on-site kitchen, and parked independently operated food trucks count. So basically, the guy just has to drive up and park there. And now they can't, I don't think they can stay there. But so the new rule is allowing restaurants to partner with food trucks and outside food vendors will remain in effect for up to 120 days and can't be renewed for more than an additional 60. So, You know, if that gets people open back up, then great. And not even a food truck, but if you have like an independent guy comes there, like, because the guy who tweeted this out was from Fijis. Like, he could go and do something at a bar, which would be great for him and it'd be great for the bar. I'm all for this. I think this is a positive.
The guy Wes who said F you and then called me a dumb. And I called him an internet gangster and said, you wouldn't talk to me that way if we were in the same room and a cop wasn't around. He's agreed to meet me down at the gym and sign a waiver.
All right.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, see, that's in. Yeah, there's an even better solution.
That's the best solution.
No, let's fight over it. Come on.
That's the best solution is fighting.
No, this is. It's what's wrong with the world. There's so many things wrong with this world. Come on, asteroid.
Here's what I will say, and I really do believe this. Like, if somebody's saying something on the internet that makes you so mad that you come at them on the internet, on Twitter, just unfollow that person and don't make them a part of your life. That's really the easiest solution. But people can't do that.
I just ignore
them. They're
like,
I'll respond once. I have to get into an argument with you on Twitter.com. I wish that everyone who like hates me because of my opinion on something and it gets them that riled up, I wish they would just unfollow me and not like remove me from their lives. I'd be okay with it. I'm never going to reach out to you and say, hey, man, why'd you unfollow me on Twitter? Because the truth is, I don't care. Unless you're one of the 200 people who signed up last week for non-pedo Texans news.
Yeah, how's that going? I mean, you didn't even report their Super Bowl win on Madden, so I don't think you're doing a very good job. Pat D. Stat would have given Bill O'Brien an extension for that. Yeah, well, I always feel like when people start bitching at me about their opinion, I'll give them one shot, and I'll respond once, and if they keep going to try to engage me in something, I just block them. And I'm never going to get mad enough at somebody over Twitter to fight them. When I'll get mad enough to just friggin' ignore them. I mean, but I'm not. It's just not worth it. None of it's worth it. It's not worth getting upset over this stuff. And the difference is we have to talk about some of this stuff. And I think it's important to talk about some of this stuff. But when you have the same conversations over and over and over again and you're just going in circles, it gets old. It does. It gets old for the listener. It gets old for us. And, yeah. What are you snickering about now?
BS Flea, throw him through one of your unbroken windows, AJ. If you have to initiate a repair already, get your money's worth.
Yeah, and
the window thing is a sensitive subject right now. All right.
Well, is that is a gin a peace offering?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Thought maybe you overreacted or something, and now this is your peace offering. And John says, damn, I paid for the 1 month subscription for Texans non-pedo
You'll
coverage.
Still be getting that. But if you don't like my non-pedo Texans news, you can unfollow. I won't refund your subscription. You guys are already locked in for that on my website, somethingtexans.com.
I was like, I'm like, Fred, let's smoke a joint and chill on all this. See, I honestly think that's the best way to solve all
that
this.
That is a good way, and I like that way too, but I also like to fight.
I don't. I don't. So.
You could also look for this Tijuana Sweet Heat, which is tequila made with pepper and cinnamon.
That sounds pretty spicy.
Yeah. That actually sounds good. Because I like cinnamon, and I don't really like pepper. So that would be an interesting mix. So, all right, we'll go with the flavored vodka this week. Let's start a running
the ghost tequila, whichever I can.
Yeah,
find.
The ghost tequila would be awesome. So let's start making a list, and we'll check these things off as we go and put that Slivovac or whatever the guy said on there for something. So, and hopefully, by Friday, storm will be gone. But beyond other stuff, we can just have fun.
They don't have the ghost tequila in what's the zip code here?
77056, I believe.
Why does it have me in Cinco Ranch? Okay, they do have it here.
Okay.
All right.
If they're open.
If they're open. It says this. Oh, it's not for the faint of heart, though, Fred. Are you faint of heart?
No, not faint of heart.
Okay.
I don't want to fight, but I'm not
faint
of heart.
But you just don't like to fight.
I'm too old to fight. I don't. I'm
not saying that fighting solves anything because it really doesn't.
I'm Wyatt Earp in friggin' Tombstone. I'm not going to fight you. There's no profit in it.
Here's the deal. Fighting's not. It doesn't solve anything, and I totally understand that. But sometimes it's just fun.
Yeah, it's not fun for me. I like beating up a bag because it doesn't hit back.
Yeah,
but
are you looking at the specs or the total wine?
The total wine.
Okay. I'll get their number, have the intern call them during the break.
All right. Well, guys, you want to save some money? Lightstream can help you out. Maybe you ran your credit cards up a little bit during this pandemic. Well, guess what? Don't worry about it. You can start saving today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream's fixed rate credit card consolidation loans start at 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. And that's lower than your average credit card interest rate, which is over 19%. Some of them are a lot higher than that. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. That's right, no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and that's exactly what they deliver. And how about this? Blitzers could save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/Fred and start saving today. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Can I tell you something crazy that I just got?
Sure.
I have a buddy and a mutual friend of ours has kind of crossed over into the... Like, there's people who are, like, political weirdos, and we talk about them all the time. Like, there's people who are far left and far right, and I think they're all insane.
Right.
Then there's there are ultra, ultra insane people, and one of our friends is an ultra insane person. And he sent me screenshots from Facebook, and he said... You know what rhymes with Laura? Hoax. And someone said, so you're saying there's no hurricane at all? How's it a hoax? It's just convenient fear during the RNC. They don't want the message to be heard. So the hurricane is a hoax to distract us from the RNC.
Oh, my God. Was anybody paying any attention to the RNC? I'll say this. I gave it equal time as I did the DNC.
I'll say this. I think that's why they canceled the basketball games.
Ooh, yeah.
So more people will watch the RNC. That's next level thinking.
Is it still going on?
That's because people think the basketball is left wing because they're wearing their Black Lives Matters T-shirts and their jerseys say vote and equality on the back. And now they're doing the oop-de-doop and saying, you know what? We're going to cancel our games so you guys can hear the message from the RNC. Bum, bum, bum.
Boy, politics is a wild thing, man. It is a wild thing.
I've been really proud. I have not watched 1 second of either convention.
Oh, I haven't either.
I'm really proud of that because it's,
I already know who I'm voting for. So
well,
but
this doesn't matter. This is just a TV production. This is like a long commercial for both of them. This is like Hollywood production commercials. And somebody, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, "Oh, but so and so said something so meaningful." It's like, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, stop.
Scott Baio is going to say something meaningful. Charles in charge. Come on, Dana White. You got some big political stuff to talk about.
Don't you disrespect Dana. And then Bill's like, everything's a hoax. You know, there's a part of me that should respect that mindset as kind of an existentialist, where you're supposed to question everything. But I'm pretty sure when I drive down I-10 here this weekend to check on my place, going to see a lot of destroyed crap. Not sure that that's a hoax. Hockley Dance, that's why Cal made Bill the GM. The hurricane's a hoax. And, Doshiri says, damn alien theorists. Wait a minute. Let me just, a little defense here for ancient astronaut theorists. At least their theories, once you accept an initial premise that at times is kind of ridiculous, once you accept the initial premise, they make sense. What about this makes sense?
We have deaths?
We have deaths. I really don't feel like doing deaths today.
No one good?
I mean, we can do them.
Give me some good ones.
All right. Let's see. Not very good. Not very good. Not any good. Gene Upshaw in 2008. Bobby Bonds, the Lester Bonds, 2003. John McCain, 2018.
John McClain?
McCain.
Oh, okay. Oh.
In retrospect.
Thank God.
It's another one. If he hadn't chosen a dingbat for his running mate, I would have voted for him. Let's see. 1900, Friedrich Nietzsche, dead at 55.
Isn't it Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
Nietzsche? Okay.
I've heard it pronounced four different ways. Usually people making fun of it. Nietzsche. He's also famous for saying that which does not kill you makes you stronger. Well, he wasn't very strong. 1900, dead at 55. Truman Capote, 1984. Speaking of dingbats, Charles Lindbergh, 1974.
Is he a dingbat? Are you allowed to call someone a dingbat?
Yeah, just because Mark Grace got in trouble for it. I am not afraid to call someone a dingbat.
Okay.
He was one of those America firsters. He was like a Nazi supporter.
I don't like that.
Yeah. 2014, Robert the Butcher Baker Hansen, American serial killer, died in prison. He had 20 victims, 75 years old. Okay, here's
he used to take women in his private plane to his land in Alaska and then hunt them like animals.
Dude, that sounds kind of... Never mind. Not even going to do it. Just a lot of textures I'd like to do that with. Okay, here's your best deaths. Jerry Lewis, 2017, died at the age of 91. His telethon came to an end. 1305, William Wallace. He was disemboweled. Never fun.
No.
And in 2012...
They'll never take our freedom, but they will take our bowels.
Yeah, It doesn't quite have the same ring. And and probably when he said that, it sounded more like, they'll never take our freedom, but the...
Hey, Total Wine has four cases of what?
Of the ghost tequila.
We don't need a case.
We just need one bottle.
Yeah.
Well, I just told him to make sure that they had their hands on it, that they at least have one for you to buy.
Okay, so are we going to settle on that for this
weekend? Yeah, that's good. All right. 2012, Neil Armstrong took one giant step for mankind into the next world at the age of 82. All right, here's your dead porn stars. 1964... Trinity Loren.
How old is she?
Doesn't say.
1964?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like she died of dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, well. I'm going to give you that. Overdose on painkillers, possible suicide, probably caused by dysentery.
That's right.
So that's a point. 2007, Haley Page, 25 years old.
That sounds like an OD.
It is. Heroin yes. overdose. 2010, Goldie Sparks, 3X's, 26 years old.
Murder-suicide?
Cause of death unknown, so I'm going to give you that. Okay. 3 for 3 with one to go. Can
killing
you do it?
I'm killing it.
2004, Karen Dior, 37 years old, died from?
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Close enough. Hepatitis.
All right.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thing, right?
Yeah, it's close enough.
All right.
Damn good guess. All right.
That's a way to end the Wednesday on a good note.
Yeah, we needed a strong finish because the rest of the show completely sucked. All right, we will try again tomorrow. Everybody be safe,
hey,
hopefully.
I love you guys. All of you out there. I don't love you, I don't love people, but I do appreciate you all listening.
And
I hope that you're all well.
Yeah, and especially everybody of the East. I hope when you wake up tomorrow that your place is still there and everything's not nearly as bad as they think it's going to be. And I hope you guys are out of there. Be safe. And till tomorrow, stay running free, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.